Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. French fighter jets hit Islamic State targets in Syria. Massive airstrikes struck the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in Syria Sunday, destroying a command post and a training camp. The French attack is the biggest so far, targeting the Islamic State group, and comes after the terrorist organization claimed responsibility for a series of attacks in Paris that killed more than 130 people Friday night. French President François Hollande called the gun and suicide attacks an act of war. French police have released a photo of a suspect who is still at large from the attack. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man from Brussels. The so-called eighth attacker is described as dangerous. President Obama vowed to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of last Friday's Paris attacks, saying he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama spoke on Sunday after meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in Turkey. Friday's attacks in Paris topped the agenda on the first day of talks among leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, which were meant to focus on trade, energy, and climate change. Flags over the American Capitol flew at half-staff Sunday as a tribute to the victims of the deadly attacks in Paris. Washingtonians also paid their respects at a makeshift memorial in front of the French embassy, leaving flowers and bottles of wine in tribute and lighting candles. Among the dead in Paris was at least one American, as well as foreign nationals from at least 13 other countries. A number of people killed were from Muslim countries, including Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. This is VOA News.